Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Why don't you come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey. Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. We call it the Fan Sports Network. What's going on, everybody? Hope your football Fridays are off to a great start. Got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. I'm going to hit the road in a little bit. Head down to Eugene. Pregame show 2 to 4 today. Long old football Friday for one dirt, but that's all right. Who doesn't love a little college football on a Friday night? Ducks in action against the Gophers tonight. Minnesota making a trip out to Eugene, Oregon.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
This is why they pay me the big bucks, man. This is why they do it. I got a couple of hams. They give me a couple extra ham sandwiches for my drive down tonight. I packed them, put them in the fridge for me.
What is the best food item at Autzen? Because last time I was down at Autzen, it was, I would say, a hot dog. And that's the disappointing part about, I think, our local food situations at our stadium.
I have not been to an Oregon State game since the 2016 Civil War, I think. You guys beat us in the rain. I think that was the last time I was at a Beaver game, so I can't speak to where they're at now with their food options. I think they're better now.
I was at the Piss Bowl.
Ah, the Husky game.
The Husky game where the guy pissed on the concourse and it was pissing rain.
The concourse pisser.
And I will tell you, they have the self-checkout at Reser, which is, I love the self-checkout.
Delightful.
Hey, scan your card. Somehow they can count everything and you're good. I love that. That's about it.
Oregon has done a really good job of bringing in a lot of great local food trucks. So you just got to know where to find them.
Around the stadium.
So like if you go around the concourse, it's a lot of the same, like, hey, chicken tenders and fries and hot dogs and a slice of pizza and a pretzel. Okay. But if you go down kind of by the Mo and you know, there's certain little pockets where there's a lot of really good local food trucks that you can find good options, and there's a good variety there. So we'll be down there today hanging out 2 to 4, the pregame show is. Let's start diving into the college football weekend. I'm going to ask this question, and then I will explain the thought. Do we foresee a chaos weekend? Or do we foresee an elimination weekend? For example, let me just throw a couple of games at you, okay? Do we realize that there's a scenario where you have 7-10-2 SEC teams?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I am well aware of that.
Oklahoma on the road at Alabama this weekend. If they win, what the hell do we do with those two teams? Oklahoma will be firmly in the playoff chase. They're currently ranked 11th in the country. Alabama's going nowhere to fall out of the top 10.
Alabama will be in the playoff.
So
that's done.
Chaos scenario.
Yeah.
Or Alabama wins, Oklahama likely eliminated.
No, they're gone.
They're right. Okay,
come on, let's be together on the Oklahoma thing.
They're gone. Iowa, USC. Mm. If Iowa wins the game on the road in LA, USC is
gone.
If USC wins the game, what is it set up next week at Autzen?
A potential playoff game,
right? What if USC wins the game and Oregon wins out, and they're both 10-2? USC would get the nod for the head-to-head. Is there enough room? Chaos ensues.
Do you think Oregon gets in if they lose a head-to-head with two
Depends on everything else. They're not getting in over USC because they wouldn't have a head-to-head win, and they would have beaten them in Autzen.
I hear you. Like, it does depend, right? But if we're playing
USC game. Would be ranked ahead of Oregon if they win the game next weekend, but and they beat Iowa.
Do you get four teams in from the Big Ten at two losses?
I don't think so.
What is the chaos scenario in the SEC? Does Vanderbilt win out? Does Texas win out? Does Oklahoma win out? Do they all lose?
If you have half of those seven SEC teams with two losses plus your others,
more than likely out.
I think Oregon is out, and I think the committee has kind of told us this with where they're ranking Oregon.
Yes, they're right now they're eighth in the country. So Iowa, USC, a chance. Does USC lose the game? Are they eliminated from the playoff? Doesn't mean they can't win another game the rest of the way, but the playoffs are likely off the table. Texas on the road at Georgia this weekend. Do we get chaos with the Texas win? Oh my God, they won't die. How is Texas going to make the playoff?
God, no.
Or does Georgia take care of business in Athens and eliminate the Longhorns?
That's the biggest one that can cause
chaos. Do we think is more likely at the outcome of the weekend? That we get a clearer picture where a number of teams are like, all right, thank God they're gone, or are we set up for pure and absolute chaos?
I think we're going to get a clear picture.
You think clear picture?
Yeah. I look, hold this for the Monday bad take. We are so far into the season, we only have a couple of these left, which, God, it's really sad to think about that season is...
The final week of the regular season is after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we're close to the December month where we pretend we care about the bowl games, but we're largely waiting a month for the biggest of bowl games
to
happen.
The first round of the playoff kicks off on December 19th. It is currently November 14th.
And then they don't play again until the new year.
Until January 1st,
so,
yeah.
Love the schedule there. I just think we're so far into the year that most of these teams' identities have been established. Now, like Virginia at Duke, I'm not talking about that game. That is a I-have-no-clue game.
Virginia's starting quarterback, if you want to know, is probably not going to play in the game. He's got a concussion.
I tend to kind of lean, I think Bama takes care of their business. I think Georgia takes care of their business.
So that would be Texas and Oklahoma eliminated.
And the other ones, USC Iowa is a wild card, and that one, whatever. But in terms of what you're speaking of, I think it's going to be mostly settled stuff.
Okay, you get a clearer picture?
Yes.
Like, to answer your question on the Oregon-USC front, I think a lot of it depends on what does the picture look like, right? Like, if USC wins this weekend, but then I add to you that Oklahoma loses and it's not close against Alabama, which a lot of people are predicting, but remember, Oklahoma beat them last year. They eliminated Bama from the playoff race. Different Bama team, I get it.
Much different
Bama
team.
In Tuscaloosa, so it's not in Norman. I totally get it, but they did beat them last year. Mm-hmm. If Texas loses and it's not close to Georgia, they're eliminated. That's the one that I'm keeping an eye on as an Oregon fan of, in case Oregon is to stub their toe the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. If you got all these two-loss SEC teams in there, there's no chance in hell you're making the playoff.
No.
But a three-loss Texas, a three-loss Oklahoma, you would need Vanderbilt to probably lose. What happens to BYU the rest of the way? Let's not act like BYU hasn't come close to losing a handful of games. So do they let another one slip and drop one? Then there becomes a pathway where maybe you both make it a 10-2.
I think BYU is, if we're being in a trust tree, BYU is a fun story. Kalani's a likable guy. He's gone back to his alma mater. Yada, yada, yada. Nobody wants to see him in the playoff.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? Texas Tech is a juggernaut. We know that.
From a line of scrimmage standpoint, you give Texas Tech a chance against whoever they're going to play. Now, will they win? I don't know. But just from a, you got to be able to do it there. And BYU, I don't think
they
do it there.
Just not shown the ability to. And that game being so far apart doesn't make it particularly interesting to me. I can't believe, like, our buddy Patey did this a couple weeks ago, to be fair. So his take could be different here. But he did paint a picture where Texas wins this weekend and then loses one more time to A&M and somehow makes it as a three-loss team. I refuse to believe it. I refuse. And I famous last words.
10-2 Oregon or 9-3 Texas? Who gets in?
Just end it.
Just end me now. I don't even want to have that debate.
I'd probably want to go Oregon there. I'm so tired of the Texas thing.
Oh, I know. I'm
beyond it. And it's not even a I love Oregon thing.
Sure.
The idea that they wouldn't be eliminated to any, but like to the universal amount of people covering the sport, like legitimately that cover and watch the sport.
That was a debate at the end of the year. You had those three lost SEC teams. It was Bama, South Carolina, and Ole Miss, I think was the other one. They were all 9-3 at the end of the year.
Largely, those were the message board nerds or the coaches. It wasn't people with brains.
Yeah.
So Texas losing and somehow to somebody, them still being like, if they could beat A&M. I will lose my mind if I hear that from a pundit.
The Big 12, I think we're all curious how many bids the Big 12 is going to get in. Texas Tech feels like a lock at this point.
I think it's going to be one. That's my take. I think Big 12 is going to get one.
Can I throw a couple upsets at you in the Big 12? One of the teams we just talked sure. about. Like, TCU's got the Furrier quarterback coming in. He's having a really good year this year. We just haven't really talked about them since they drubbed North Carolina early.
Well, the funny thing about TCU is, last I had checked, yeah, they only lost three times.
They're 6-3. Like, it's not like they're terrible. We just haven't paid any attention to them. I wouldn't be surprised at all if TCU goes on the road and wins a hangover game for BYU after losing to Texas Tech. TCU, that's a prime spot for them. The other one I'll throw at you, in an offense that has been clunky and was my preseason pick to win the Big 12, Utah's going on the road to Baylor for a night game in Waco this weekend. And Utah's another one of those teams. They're 13th in the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah, they're hovering.
If you get an Oklahoma and a Texas loss this weekend, they would jump up two. Like, they're in the mix to make the college football playoff this year.
But it'd be down to them and BYU?
Be down to them, BYU. Does Vanderbilt beat Tennessee in the last week of the regular? Does Vanderbilt win out, or they had two lost teams?
For the Big 12 title game, and then BYU.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Utah has two conference losses.
Yeah, they need BYU to lose two more times, because they have head-to-head losses to both Texas and Texas Tech and BYU.
Well, and they need either Texas Tech or Cincinnati to lose again.
I think there's a really good chance that we come in on Monday, we're talking about how Utah is out of the picture and not going to make the playoff, and BYU stubbed their toe again. I think there's a couple of teams primed for upsets this weekend.
By the way, anybody else see that little news drop yesterday? Keep an eye. Is Prime done?
Athletic director stepping up?
Retiring randomly.
Well, he's stepping down, but he's still at the university. He's moving up into an emeritus, so he's still around. He ain't leaving.
Yeah. I just keep an eye.
He just doesn't
want to
run the day-to-day stuff.
They're probably going to be 4-8.
Things are not going great right now, and there's not really any hope on the horizon.
I don't see why you would have a lot of hope other than the quarterback was really young. Sprague, let's see what he does next year.
Still a great hire by Rick George, man. They printed money for 2 years
100%.
There. They were just making money hand over fist. So there's some look at the college football weekend. We'll stick there. A couple of final thoughts. We will spring the line coming up at the bottom of the hour, so get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. What do you think we get this week? Do we get chaos this weekend, or do we get eliminations this weekend? Your thoughts are welcome as well. Spring the line around the corner back after this on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah. Well, my night was just saved because I found out it's not Tim Brando on the call of the Duck game. It's going to be Jason Benetti. We get Jason Benetti and RG3 on a Friday night.
I miss Brock.
I do too.
Love me some Benetti.
I love Brock Heward.
I miss Brock Heward.
He was a good color guy.
Now, is he coming back next year? Because he was doing the coaching thing with his kid.
Is that why he stepped away?
Yeah, I don't know if it was just taking a hiatus and then
I also imagine that's a grind, dude. Like, you're doing a radio show 5 days a week and then you're traveling every weekend of the college football season because it wasn't just Northwest. Like, he would go all over the place to call those games at Benetti.
It was about his kids'
football. Yeah, I wanted to be close, watch him play and all that. Once you get a taste of that, of like, hey, I'm not on the road every weekend and I'm around the house and I'm, you know, seeing the kids play, like, that's got to be tough to say no to next year.
Yeah, and then you check your bank account and you go,
that is true.
Dropped a little bit this year.
True.
What's going on here?
The bank roll was a little bit fuller. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. We'll spring the line coming up here in about 10 minutes. One quick random note that I did not have on my show notes to start the show, but I do find interesting. As a couple of soccer bros, you guys are now soccer P1s, and I got to put up with that crap.
Haven't said anything about it today.
What do we make of the MLS and Apple not doing the season pass paywall anymore, and they're changing the calendar, the MLS calendar?
The Apple TV thing was inevitable.
Yes.
They had to make it more accessible if they wanted to. They were literally
nobody was watching.
Nobody was
watching. Because if you're not a fan of the sport, why would I pay for a pass?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I think the league told you yesterday their league is a little broken.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You have to get to a normal soccer schedule.
What's the calendar going to look like now?
They're going to start mid to late July.
Take break in the winter, come back in the spring.
They'll take a break from mid-December until the end of January.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. They got to figure out how to navigate the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl when they want to start.
Because they don't want to go against and be like, hey, we're back, and it's Super
we're
Bowl
back
Sunday.
And
that's not
there.
Good. That's nobody gonna watch that.
And then the playoffs will likely be end of March, start of April, and finish it up in May.
Well, and aren't they
I didn't
read the whole story, but they're changing that as well, correct? Aren't they doing
format?
Like
or?
My opinion on this, and it's gonna be the wrong one, having been a new EPL guy.
Yes.
I kind of like that they do the table. And I like that they do the regular season and the results at the end are the results at the end. We're not doing the playoff. I think for that sport, it kind of works weirdly.
So you just have the regular season and there's no playoffs?
Yeah, they do that.
Just whoever wins in the regular season wins?
Whoever wins and there is...
It's like old baseball. There's no... You just pennant
as long
and
as
win the pennant.
The season is just... Yeah, be good. Mm. Don't suck.
But I think the MLS is still... That concept is still too foreign to American
sports fans. It's
anti-America.
They can't.
They can't just end a season.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's somebody that raises a cup at the last
regular season. There's no playoffs and there's no championship and there's none of that.
The casual sports can't grasp that concept.
I also would argue the casual, and I don't mean any disrespect to our Timbers fans out there because we do love you. This is why it's been hard. I think the league told you yesterday our stuff is broken. And you're trying to attract casuals to your sport when casuals don't watch the sport.
No.
So just stick with the people who
And it's on a streaming platform. It's not on linear television. I know some of their games are, but a lot of it's...
They still have some stuff with Fox and FS1.
Yeah, but the majority of the stuff on a streaming platform and behind a paywall, you're never going to go...
We'll see. I mean, you know, with the USA Network now getting more involved back in sports, maybe that's something they can look to.
Can I ask you this? So the NBA is doing these cup check games that nobody cares about.
Red floor tonight for the Blazers. Do we wear our red jerseys on their red floor? We're going to be red and you're red.
Does like Donovan lay down and blend in like the Oklahoma guy on the sideline?
I like this. He's just laying in the paint. Nobody can see him. No three in the key. Blending
in. Yeah, but it'll
in.
Take, he'll get a 3 second call just
the
trying
refs
to stand
won't see
up,
him.
But
yeah, he's blended in.
He's blended in. Come on.
Let me ask you this. It doesn't work in the NFL. It obviously doesn't work in college. And I don't think it works in baseball anymore, even though it's what they once did. Could you make an argument that the NBA should adopt the English Premier League style of doing a season to curtail load management
and to have ultimate maximum fan interest. And no playoffs? It's just a champion is crowned at the end of the regular season?
Yep.
No, you can never get away with that in America.
No, but is that the sport that makes the most sense for it? Given all the problems they're facing right now as a league.
Yeah, probably. Probably would. I mean, I get that angle of it. I think it would mean, I think it would make more sense to do something like baseball used to do, and just you have a pennant winner and there's no playoffs. So the regular season matters greatly for crowning the champion of the conference, and then you go play in a championship.
Oh,
so
okay.
Then you get the best of both worlds, because okay. You got to have a chance. Yeah. You got to have a finals.
But originally, when that
nobody
was
in America
done,
is going to support a sport without a playoff.
You only played within your league.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have the
Interleague stuff. Interleague. I guess
so.
I
there were so. I mean, the place that it makes the most sense is college football, where if you're going to have these super conferences or whatever, you just play completely in that conference, and then your conference champions go play
in the playoff
in a playoff tournament and do it that way.
Because my overall opinion is, you really want to save the sport. You cut some games down and you change your playoff formats of how many games in your series. But I don't think they're ever going to do that.
No.
So in thinking out loud, like. The Thunder are the wagon this year. They would win this, and I would bet them to win it a lot of money right now.
Minus 1,500.
I do think you'd get a lot more teams. Like, suddenly load management doesn't exist. It's weird. I wonder why that is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the regular season matters now for all matters. The enchilada.
Yeah, I agree with that. So some MLS news this morning for those of you who are soccer inclined. I should note Adam Schefter just reported Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin are both out. For Sunday's game against Buffalo. Both out.
The line. Right.
Out.
Breaking the line.
We're taking Buffalo. I gave you a couple in the Big 12. Are we sniffing? Any upsets in college football this weekend?
It's really uncomfortable.
You like that sniff?
Let me go back.
God,
Easy, Bubba.
Dude, what is
Dude,
going
on? Do the dog
on
in the ear?
There?
Where are we sniffing? Where are we sniffing the upsets?
I don't even want to participate in the segment anymore.
What are you smelling?
Can somebody convince me Pittsburgh can give Notre Dame a game?
I
would love to see that upset. As far as upsets, I would love to see.
That's the one you're rooting for?
Give them a 3-loss and get them out of there.
Yeah.
Boy, if they lost, there would be a lot of pundits have to go on.
That would be an elimination weekend. Notre Dame would be bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, this is maybe the fourth time during the season I've done this, and I'm 0-3 or 0-4 at this point.
We got a feeling
Mario,
in our elbow.
Does Mario blow it again with NC State?
He could.
They're at Miami, though, right?
I believe it is in Miami.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to pick against him for that one.
Louisville beat them there.
South Carolina randomly just shocked the world in A&M dust. Did we talk about Indiana Penn State last week?
We did not.
No.
This is my point. Like, where is the tingle in your elbow feel right now? Because you know there's
loose.
A game out there.
Sellers loose.
Can Florida put it together in the
they
Grove?
Lost to Kentucky. They lost to Kentucky. They lost to Kentucky.
They did, to Swag's point.
Stop it.
I asked.
Who eliminated Ole Miss from the college football playoff last year?
The Gators.
They did.
Jackson
they beat
Dart.
Them late
Multiple
in the season.
Interceptions.
Yes. And the freshman quarterback saved the day.
Do this
so
then.
To Swag's point, that was the eliminate. You could argue Kentucky eliminated Ole Miss, and that was already baked into their cake, but the final icing on it was Florida beating them.
Who loses by less points at the Grove? Florida. Or the Cougars.
I think you got to go Cougars, unless you think Florida pulls off the upset.
I don't think
because the chance of losing by 1 point, not great.
I think Florida could be
or what was
the
final of that
out.
Washington State game?
24-21.
24-21, so it was by a field goal.
By a field
goal. Yeah, I think you got to lean. You got
to
lean.
And they held
here.
Them to 24 points.
It's remarkable. That's one of the that's the best season game of like, what?
God,
how? But
also something we're just completely overlooking on their resume, too.
They won.
I
know.
I know. I'm just saying. The Cougs
what if Washington State would have lost?
They trailed 85% of the game to Washington State at home.
They kind of dominated.
If that happened to certain teams.
Poor Cougars.
You know, Montana State came to town and led the game for 80% of the quarter. I imagine that would be
Montana State's an FCS team. Don't do that to Washington State.
Okay. My apologies.
Pac-12 team.
My apologies. My apologies.
By the way, Alex Brink going to be on the firm at 10:30 this morning.
Ooh, look at that. Talk some Cougs.
Well, yeah, they fired their AD.
Yeah, it's always fun looking around. They did fire their AD this week. I think Duke's going to beat Virginia, so not that that's a huge upset. Duke is favored at home. Virginia's quarterback is out.
Cavaliers.
I do got that's not hate for them. Chandler Morris, their quarterback's going to be out. Yeah. Also, part of me is kind of rooting for the ACC doomsday clock to hit of Duke winning the conference and getting two G6 teams in the playoff. I just think that would be really funny for an,
I think they'd feel too much pressure and put one in.
You could just slip. You could slip Duke into the back end of the top 25 with a loss to UConn on their schedule.
No, I could see him giving it to Miami somehow, not being in the ACC title.
Well, who's
game.
The other?
That's their best path.
So if South Florida is going to be, we
you
think
have a number of teams you could choose from.
South Florida right now is the sixth.
Who's the second?
There's
group
not
of
one
six.
Currently ranked, and the College Football Playoff Committee does not have to do the 26 through whatever range. So we don't technically know.
Apologies, is Tulane? Did we talk about Tulane, South Florida being the same division?
Tulane and South Florida in the same conference. Okay. Who did Duke lose to?
Tulane.
Oh, that's right. They lost to Tulane.
Tulane's
head-to-head.
Had some really good moments.
Tulane's having a good year. James Madison is 8-1, undefeated. They are in the Sun Belt Conference. Hmm. So the James Madison, what are they, the Dukes?
Yeah, the Dukes.
That right? The Dukes could be in over Duke. So there's a couple of options there, but Miami getting in as an at-large is your best possible scenario. So we'll see what we're sniffing this weekend. A couple upsets potentially out there. To the point of last weekend, nobody saw Indiana-Penn State coming. So you know there's going to be one. Who's it going to be?
Oh, I hope it's a Gusgasm.
Who's going to be uncomfortable this weekend?
What game's he on this week? What's the big nooner?
Is it Penn State again?
Oh, no, it isn't. Is it really?
The big nooner is...
Is it Ohio State, Penn State?
The big nooner is...
No, UCLA is at Ohio State later in the day.
Oh, God.
Who is it?
Michigan Northwestern. Live at Wrigley.
Oh, that's
we're playing
why
at Wrigley
doing
now.
It. Yeah, it's at Wrigley.
Wrigleyville, baby. There's your big nooner. Let's get to Sprague in the line. Your fake sponsors are welcome. 503-864-6326. Maybe it ends up being a classic. We would have thought Penn State was going to get shellacked last week. You never know in college football. It's the beauty of it. We'll do our gambling. We'll read your fake sponsors. We'll do it next. Sprague in the line. Sprague in the line. See what we got here today, boys. Sprague in the line brought to you by Dirt, eating a breakfast burrito on the toilet. Just as crappy as a Sprague pick.
By the way, quick one. Me in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Went back there to get some water since our water jug's not full. And one of our coworkers is back there just downing sour gummy worms.
Whoa.
And I said,
early morning sour gummy worms.
9:30 a.m. She goes, well, but what are my options here? And she concluded, sour gummy worm, better to eat at 9:30 a.m. than the little box of Nerds.
Wow.
I think I disagree with
There's
that
like
take.
There's like 17 forms of Almond Roca back there as well.
You gotta like Almond Roca, though,
no
to want to eat that.
For her in the moment, there's we've had a lot of Almond Roca.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, what I
have, can't do sour. I don't like sour stuff early in the morning.
No.
I did tell her, looking warm at up somebody downing a mini box of Nerds would look a little cocaine-ish.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I think she agreed with that. But yeah, sour candy this early, just couldn't do it.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by giving Sam Houston State $1.3 million to beat you at home, still being a better proposition than a Sprague pick.
Ouch. By the way, the NFL poll question, somebody responded, these are all bad, but not worse than Oregon State.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by the sports writers who vote for the AL MVP. Even at least 13 of them were able to get it right.
Yikes.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by Big D Porta Toilets. He's stacking losses quicker than our customers are making poop lasagna. God, nothing like a porta potty at the end of a game day. Sprague and Lab brought to you by UMass. The only thing worse than UMass being lower than a D3 team on the SP Plus is how bad Sprague is at betting. Sprague and Lab brought to you by the Roomba running over dog poop. The only thing that spreads more crap is Sprague giving betting advice.
Dude.
It's a true story. Ask me how I know. I don't want to ask you how you know.
Oh, you know what that kind of was
brutal.
Then, right? How does the room... Isn't the Roomba supposed to be able to identify...
I would have thought. I've never done a Roomba
substance,
before.
Foreign substance. Yeah. Avoid. Avoid.
Poop, poop, poop. Sprague and Lab brought to you by Jason Swigart in the World Series. Sprague's losses hurt a lot less when you simply don't watch. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Harambe. Gone, but not forgotten.
No, never.
R.I.P.
He's out for Harambe.
One more in here. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Friday Night Lights. Somehow Swag cares more about a high school quarterfinal than he does about Game 7 of the World Series.
But not enough to dress up in
not
his Letterman
jacket.
Not enough
to wear his Letterman jacket.
As I'm being, like, berated out
what
here.
What are you wearing over
you
there?
You bet. Iowa Hawkeyes?
Hawks? But yeah, when I walked in, I thought Iowa Hawkeyes, and I thought, that's interesting. Are you trolling Danny today?
Well, then lowercase comes in and goes, did I even wear my Lakeridge jersey?
Oh, he's a Lakeridge guy?
I think he graduated last year.
Oh, yeah, he's a young Lakeridge whippersnapper, huh?
Yeah.
Here's how we did last week. Sprague and I, 2-1 on the weekend. Swag 1-2.
Damn right.
I hit on the Ravens against number 9. How come we didn't pull that audio and play it on Monday about J.J. McCarthy throwing two picks and losing the game? We didn't own only. Okay, just checking. Lions minus 7.5 against the Commies. I did bet on the Panthers, though, so go ahead and make fun of me for that. Sprite, you hit on the Seahawks over the Cardinals. They blew them out, 6.5. Hit on the Rams, Niners over a 49.5. You did miss on the Packers on Monday Night Football,
Thank
though.
Thank you, Green Bay, for showing up. Appreciate
and Swag,
it.
You hit the Big Wood of the Lions. You also bet on the Carolina Panthers. Shame. And you bet on the Buffalo Bills, minus 9.5 in Miami.
Yeah, we're going to have to put
no Big Wood this week.
Big Wood away for a little bit.
Season standings, got to go quick. Sprague, 15-15. I am 13-17. Swag, 12-18. T-Box is yours, Brandon Sprague.
Thank you very much, dude. I've been eyeing this all week just to see if it moves.
I should also know, by the way, Sprague wanted to know Pat's 12.5 last
That's
night.
True.
So this is pick number two for
yeah,
you.
Why didn't you join me in the Big Wood?
We should have Big Wooded it last night.
I've been eyeing this all week. It hasn't moved, but I really like it. And I bet on this team in the same instance last weekend, and it paid off rather easily. Give me the over 48.5 between Seattle and LA. I love the offense's ability in this game. There's some good defensive stuff for both sides of the ball, but I don't know how truly, truly elite they are enough for me to say neither team will score past a certain point.
Okay.
I think they're going to hit the over 48.5 in this one.
My first pick, I'm going to go the opposite direction of a different game. This team, when they play at home, is elite defensively. When they play on the road, they're horrible defensively. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I'm going to lean into it. The weather is cold. It's that time of year. Their offense can't score on anybody, but the Browns are good defensively at home, and they are taking on the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to win this game. I don't know about touching a touchdown and a half line, 7.5. They probably win. I don't know. I know you love it. The Ravens or Browns, excuse me, are different at home. I love the under here. I don't think the Browns can score on anybody, let alone the Ravens defense, who is starting to play better. Mm-hmm. They made McCarthy throw a couple of picks last week on the road. I do think the Browns bring it defensively when they're at home. I'm going to take the under of 38.5 in Ravens and Browns.
While everybody's hot and bothered by the Chiefs and Broncos, the Chargers are at the Jaguars. And if the Chiefs do what many think they're going to do, the Chargers are in position to be in a first-place tie.
If they win, they technically be in first place because they have the head-to-head win.
They have the head-to-head. They are only laying a field goal on the road against the Jaguars, and their defense is really starting to dial it up. I think they're good for at least two turnovers against Trevor Lawrence, so I will lay the field goal on the road with the Bolts.
We didn't give enough talk, by the way, this week. That is one of the all-time collapses in a game, what the Jaguars did last week.
Just horrific, yeah.
God.
Pretty bad. In fourth quarter, like we see, the Chargers did that at halftime, 27-0. We've seen some bad halftime
29-10.
Ones. To get outscored 26-0 in the fourth quarter.
I loved the fat guy fumble, too, at the buzzer. That was great.
And Davis Mills was a quarterback, too, when he was starting quarterback?
By the way. Yeah, I'm on Houston this weekend. Tennessee sucks. I like a lot of lines. I'm just going to try to break a streak here.
Okay.
I need to. I feel terrible. I'm picking my team, and they're losing in those instances. I don't like it. It's a bad feeling. I'm giving it one more shot. We're going to do this. San Francisco on the road, getting Purdy and Pearsall back. McCaffrey's still playing. I think the defense, it's a coin flip week to week, depending on who they play. No Marvin Harrison Jr. I think they're going to zero in on McBride. I know Michael Wilson's not a bad little complimentary receiver. It's Brissett. I'm taking San Francisco. They need this badly to keep up in the wild card spot. San Francisco minus the 3, unfortunately.
I like that bet. Second one for me, I'm going to go to a team who I have made fun of a lot, mainly because of who their quarterback is, because I think he's a total douche. And I won some money betting against them. Now I'm going to bet on them. They're at home this weekend against the Chicago Bears, who are what? Not a good football team. Now, J.J. McCarthy sucks. He's going to throw a couple of picks in this game, maybe have 127 total yards. That doesn't matter. What matters in this game is Brian Flores is the defense coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. He twisted Caleb Williams into a pretzel. They beat them in Chicago in the first week of the season. I actually gambled. My first spring and line pick of the year was the opposite side of this game. I took the Bears against the Vikings, and J.J. McCarthy ripped my heart out, that bastard, because he had 104 passing yards. I think Minnesota wins this game defensively. I think their season's kind of on the line this week. You get a backs against the wall kind of performance. Defensively, they're great. It'll be low scoring and ugly. I'm taking Minnesota minus 3 at home against Chicago.
Oh, JJ lights it up.
Yes.
Clutch gene.
Won't happen.
Seahawks are on the road. The line just moved. It's now 3.5. They're getting 3.5 at LA. Coach McDonald has been nearly flawless on the road since he has taken over for the Seahawks. So I'm going to take that hook, even if it's a field goal game.
That doesn't scare you that it just went up? Like, what if you find out after the show today
what made it go up?
Charbonnet is out.
Unless JSN isn't playing.
Yeah, like what if JSN tweaked his ankle?
That would alarm you a little bit.
Uh-oh. I think it would have to go to 4.5 for you to think that kind of injury happened.
No, I think I like the Seahawks are all dialed in and they understand everything going on with this for this game.
Points.
Give me 3.5.
All right, last one for me is a game we just got injury news on a couple of moments ago. We talked about it on the show, and that is Tampa's on the road at Buffalo. Now, this pains me. I got my futures ticket on the Bucs. I'm a big Baker Mayfield guy.
You can throw that away, by the way.
Yeah, it's not going to probably happen. They're on the road in Buffalo this weekend. I think this is a do-or-die weekend for the Bills. They were embarrassed on the road in Miami. Their long winning streak against the Dolphins was ended last week. The head coach of the other team is driving around with his window down, taunting them, even though he's probably going to get fired in 6 weeks. This is it for Buffalo. You can't lose this game. They're at home, desperation mode. No Godwin, no Bucky Irving. Mash unit a little bit on offense. As good as Egbuka's been, I think the Bills win this game. I will take Buffalo -5.5 at home.
I love Dean Campbell calling plays. Now, they're at Philadelphia. Philadelphia has offensive issues for whatever reason. I don't think they can keep up with the Lions. They will not be able to. They're going to come up with some fresh stuff for the Lions. I think Dan Campbell will challenge his defense to go out and stuff the tush push, even if they all four linemen jump off sides.
He's pro tush push, by the way. He defended it this week. Yeah. He's like, stop taking
he
things
might
out.
What are they going to
put flags on?
He might try to give it to the Eagles a little bit. I see that. I think this is Dan saying, if we're the team that we think we are, this is the week, boys. I will take the 2.5 points on the road with the Lions. That.
Famous last words. I like all of our picks. There's not one that I'm like, what are we doing here? I like everybody's picks this week.
Your under scares me just because Baltimore literally scored 44 against Cleveland the last time they played.
They did.
That's the only
Where was the game at?
It was in Baltimore.
That's the only thing that scares me.
I don't mind any of these other picks.
Don't be pocket watching my picks over here. I think you're pocket watching my picks. Yeah. Here we go. I'm on the under of 38.5, Ravens and Browns. Vikings -3 against Chicago. The Bills -5.5 against the Bucks. Sprague is on the, after winning the Pats bet last night, the over of 48.5, Rams and Seahawks. And the Niners -3 in Arizona. And Swag likes the Chargers -3 on the road in Jacksonville. The Seahawks catching 3.5 at L.A. And the Lions +2.5 on Sunday Night Football. He has been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Is it really jumped? Because I'm on my DraftKings right now and it's still three.
I was staring at it while we did it.
Three and a half.
Okay, I got it right here. 3.5.
Make sure we're playing fair here.
We got the lines. Got them down. That will do it. Let's close it up on a Football Friday next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. The mashup with the Beatles. The collab. We needed a Rebecca Black, John Lennon collab. Would have been great. One more here from the Tonger. Spring and Lime brought to you by a Jeremy Grant fist fight. Awesome on paper, super lame in reality.
Yeah, absolutely not good.
Not good.
I love a basketball fight. Neither one can fight. Neither one wants to fight.
No, they don't. And how about this for a cool thing to look forward to this weekend if you're a parent? Local shout out, Winterhawks under 6U, 8U. I'm assuming that's under 6, under 8 hockey teams. I'm assuming that's what it means.
The Pee Wees will
be playing an intermission shootout at the Kraken game on Saturday night. That's got to be, dude. Could you imagine
Hawks.
A little 7-year-old you getting to drive up and skate onto the ice of an NHL arena?
There you go.
God, that was always one of them. Every time I was at a game, like this would happen in Blazer games, you get the little kid peewees that would randomly do a halftime or whatever. That was always one of my dreams, to be able to be one of those kids.
I don't know what's more adorable, seeing like 7-8-year-old children ice skating with full hockey gear
just
on,
struggling so hard to go forward.
The little peewee football kid with the way too big a helmet, football
and the
stuck
helmets
in his
like
arm.
Rattling around on their head. And
now
the
that I'm old, I want to be one of the mascots that gets to play in that game. And like, in anything goes, you just stiff arm little kids out of the way. If you've seen those highlights, go look up the highlights of the Colts mascot, because they'll do those in Indy from time to time. He's ruthless, dude.
He is.
He will run over a 7-year-old.
Gritty's like that for the Philadelphia Flyers.
He'll go knock you out, get out of the way, baby. Yeah. So tell that kid to look out for Gritty. He'll come after you this weekend.
I don't know what Bowie will be doing out there.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it for us, folks. Good little Friday. My day's not done. Heading out to Eugene. So if you're driving around today, heading down to the game, whatever, I'll be on from 2 to 4 is when the pregame show will be on.
Looking forward to you guys stomping Minnesota.
Got a little Friday night action, an open weekend. It's nice to hopefully get a win out of the way. You sit around and watch everybody sweat out their games tomorrow. It's always a good feeling if you could get it. Good luck to your high school football teams tonight.
Thank you.
Go Hawks. Go Lakers.
Pacers.
Well, if you would have worn the gear, I would have been able to read. I got a Hawks. He's got a Hawks shirt on. You go Kraken.
What are you doing?
Go Kraken too,
Mr. Seattle.
They owe it to the Sharks Saturday night.
That'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Josh Dover was our guest from Denver, previewing the big game between the Broncos and the Chiefs. Hope all your football teams win, unless you're a Husky fan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listen to 1051FN The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.